and Lisa Brady.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. We're back. Good morning, honey.
That's us.
We're back. I know no matter what you try to do. It's Memorial Day today. We've got a lot of things about Memorial Day, a lot of things that are happening today. We have guests coming on. This is our last week before the big election, or at least the primaries, I should say, and which is big around here because if you get into the primaries, you win the primaries, then you're going into the big election. So our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in there and join in our chat room. And you know what? Look, it's Bad Bob with a haircut.
And welcome back.
So was it eventful?
It was an interesting week. We had, of course, the various and sundry weekend hosts in here. It got lively at times. Other times seemed to be fairly quiet, but it was, to say the least, interesting.
I understand it was a Ron Paul love fest last week on one day.
It got to be quite the interesting discussion, yes.
Well, you know, up to the point that I think we may have to give equal time to somebody else on this one. But, we want to thank everybody that came in. And stood in for us.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. We really do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't say enough about our weekend guests. And we like to be able to get them a little bit, you know, get them a little more.
Give them some love.
Love and have them, other people hear them. What's the weather going to be like?
Well, first of all, 7:07 in the morning, if you're just tuning in, it's going to be 77 this morning, today. Hi. That's our temperature. And tonight, mostly clear with lows of around 55. Looks like, as we look at the forecast, we've got an 86 on Tuesday and 93 on Wednesday. And Thursday gets into that hot 99 degree mark. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Well, I think we need to share just a little bit before we go into our roll. Of course, we're not going to have the usually around 8:10, 8:10, we have Wells Fargo Markup Minute. It's a Memorial holiday, so there are places that you know, of course, in government that's closed, like don't take out your garbage, don't, you know, go to the bank, you know, these are the things. What is it in taking time away? You know, of course, we went to a place where it is, you know, it's the military. It was a military base, but it's the beach of the military base. So it was very interesting to watch, you know, in time as we're driving through, you know, young men and women getting ready for combat. You know, I mean, you see it on TV, but, you know, for me, I'm actually seeing it. You know, I'm seeing them doing combat exercises on the beach. I'm seeing them, you know, running. I'm seeing them up diving in the ocean. And it was very interesting. It was really great for us to go. We thank you for, you know, just being patient with us in a time that we haven't really taken a break. I mean, some of the breaks that we've taken have been, of course, you know, family, reasons to get away. This was the reason for this getaway. Of course, it was my birthday, but just a break. And we didn't realize how much we just needed that break to just kind of not have to get up and do something for quite some time. And it was wonderful, so we appreciate that.
And we left everybody here.
Yeah.
In it. Now, the only thing that happens, so sometimes, like, we're not sure who's on today. Except now we know it's Mike DeQuisto. You know,
yay, Mike.
I was told last week that Sam Onestad was coming on today. So I believe that, and I put that in Facebook. And then I find out
Thanks.
I got in today that, no, that wasn't exactly true. So, but well, you know what? This whole week we're going to have candidates. We're going to have congressional candidates, supervisor, assembly, you know, the whole shooting match, as many as we can pair up here during the week. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about Memorial Day. Let's talk about what Memorial Day is, but also everything that's going on in the North State here with Memorial Day. And it's because it's more than, as some kids said, well, it's the day that they open the swimming pools up. It's a little bit more than that. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, thanks for listening. We're back, and we're happy to be back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles bright to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site, ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bod, 7:13 in the morning. It's Memorial Day, May the 28th.
Hey!
There's a lot more to Memorial Day than just, you know, a day off, 3 days over on the water where thousands of kids are out of Slaughter Island on houseboats, trying not to, you know, trying to survive the weekend. Not that they really care at this point. Memorial Day started as a decoration day and was originated after the Civil War to honor the fallen Union soldiers. And it spread nationally after that. And into the 20th century, it became, you know, it was so for all fallen heroes, all fallen men and women who have lost their life in combat for the United States. It became a Memorial Day, officially in 1968. And what it's given us for this is 60 seconds of silence today at 3 p.m. 60 seconds of silence today at 3 p.m. Things that are going on today. I think we've got like, there's four or five observances here.
All right, beginning at 10 a.m., Longcrest Memorial. You will have speakers, Reading Mayor Dick Dickerson and retired Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Rob Burrows. of the Northern California Veterans Museum. That is going to be at 10 a.m. Lawn Crest Memorial. That's on Cypress Avenue. 10 a.m. Pine Grove Cemetery. That is on Highway 299 East MacArthur. Featured guest speakers is there as well. 11 a.m. in the Anderson Cemetery, which is 25, not to be mixed up with the IGO. It's another cemetery out there. 2500 Cemetery Lane, Anderson. Featured speaker is retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel, let me see if I can say this word right. Oh, Carl Bott. Okay, yeah. And of Reading. Just kidding.
And Linda Bott singing the national anthem.
Includes wreath laying, patriotic music, honor salute, memorial board display, and flag raising. 11 a.m., Fall Rivers Mill Cemetery. At noon, Reading Cemetery with, again, Dick Dickerson and Rob Burrows. And there, that will be at noon. Also at noon in the Burney Cemetery, there will be wooden crosses made by Eagle Scout candidate Colton Ferguson for his Eagle Scout project. How cool. 555 Northern California Veterans Cemetery. This is going to include some of the Civil War reenactors, the reading of the Gettysburg Address, plaque unveiling, Civil War era displays in chapel, wreath laying, placement of 1,300 carnations on grave sites. And there will also be a bus that would transport people to the cemetery on a donation basis. There is wheelchair capabilities, and the bus, which will also run passengers, will leave around 4:30 from the Northern California Veterans Museum Heritage Center on Meadowview Drive. Bob.
Can I toss something in here? This morning I looked out front, and the Boy Scouts were putting the flags along here on North Market, well, on Market Street here on our section. And, you know, that just is really inspiring to see those young men out there and their mentors putting the flags up. And so if you happen to come down Market Street here and see the flags, remember to say a nice thing about the Boy Scouts.
Also at the Eagle Cemetery, the Patriot Guard riders are going to be recognized after the ceremony.
Really?
for a lot of the things they've done. And that's a good thing to do, because they are out there for the cemetery. They're out there they ride for the fallen. You know, there's something else happening today, too, and when we start talking about Memorial Day. Petty Officer First Class Ryan Wilson, on active duty, but died from medical causes in Bahrain while serving in the war against terror, is returning home today to Reading at 3 p.m. at the Reading Jet Center. Ryan enlisted in the Navy in 2004, was Sailor of the Quarter, and is survived by a wife and 2.5-year-old daughter. So he died from, I believe it was a heart problem. And the last thing I want to just when we're talking about Memorial Day, we're talking about the people why we're doing this, why we are remembering our heroes. There's a gent by the name of Chris Hayes. He's a host of an MSNBC show. He said the other day during a show there that he was uncomfortable calling America's fallen military heroes. That it gives the wrong connotation, because, you know, heroes and then war and this. Now the guy's like in his 20s, and when you look at him and you hear somebody like this speak, you just can't help but just, you know, you look at him and you kind of shake your head and you think to yourself, you wouldn't be able to say these things without these fallen heroes. And, you know, and then, and in fairness, when you listen to the whole segment, you realize really what an effete type of individual he is, in the sense of he can't really make a statement, I'm not really for war. And is this where we've gone to, is that we can't call the fallen heroes because it means, it connotates that war is good. You know, war is something like this. Now, this is MSNBC. I mean, I wouldn't have known, because I never watch this network anyway, as I don't watch many networks. But the thing about this is to give this man time to say this. But then again, it's his freedom of speech, his First Amendment, that's been fought for and died for by so many men and women, so much braver than him.
Paid for in blood, you might say.
Yeah. So hooray for Chris Hayes, who doesn't have the huevos to do it himself. But he lets other people fight for him. We're going to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl Linda Bott. It's Memorial Day, so today we are going to take a moment at 3 p.m. and for silence, but also is the time to tell your children, what is Memorial Day about? It's to honor those who have fallen in combat in defense of this country. It's also to, to take time to think about those who defend our country. The time to think about those who have been injured, who have lost their lives, lost part of themselves in combat. And this story has been going around for a while, that veterans, today, 45% of the troops that have served in combat are citing service injuries. Now, there's a number of reasons for this. It's the type of wars we've been fighting in the last 10 years. And can you believe that we've been at war for well over a decade now? We've ended the Iranian war, and I'm sorry, the Iraqi war. We haven't ended the Iranian war because we just saw Panetta says we're ready to face the Iranians if they come up with nukes. So that's maybe another war coming down the strip. Of course, in Syria, they're still fighting it out. So, I mean, I'm hoping is that we don't get involved in that one. But we're still up to our necks in Afghanistan. And when our troops are coming home, they're saying up to 45%. More in the National Guard and Reserves are coming, have claims that have come in. And I'm not saying they, that are claiming. I'm saying they have claims that when they get back, injuries, like I said, a different type of war, IEDs. So you get traumatic injuries. You get traumatic brain injuries. many cases where soldiers and Marines and sailors would have died 10 years ago are being kept alive because of the surgical and the way of surgery and medicine and the way it's advanced to keep people alive during combat. And post-traumatic stress is finally being pursued for our soldiers and sailors and Marines when they're coming home. And everyone that comes back is tested. So is it that there's more, or is it that we test them better? Is it more than it was in World War II? They say there was, a smaller percentage, 27%, and they would claim two ailments or two specific claims, and up now it's up to like 11. But is it because there's more injuries, or is it because there's a better way of testing? That when you ask things, like when I came back off active duty the second time here, and I'd retired the first time, and frankly never went to the VA because I had my life to live. I got on and went to work and went and took jobs throughout the world. I came back off of active duty, or they asked me to come back on active duty again in 2005 into 2005. In 2006 and 2007, I was in Iraq and out in Al Anbar province. And when I came back, this time I didn't go through all the programs that when you get out, that you do on your original time. It was kind of like I'd come back in, they'd brought me back in through, was signing some papers and this. And when I left, I signed some more papers and I walked out. They did give me a physical. They did hold me for a couple of months until I could see a specialist in because I had been injured. But when I came back, I still didn't go to the VA until I started the radio show. And somebody said, the VA clinic is this, the VA clinic is that. So I went down there to check to see is the VA clinic bad? What's it doing? As it turns out, Pete Privet had just moved in here, and Pete and the VA clinic, all I can say about it, and maybe some don't agree, it's one of the finest medical facilities that veterans are just lucky to have. But what they do is they test. They start testing on things. They start testing on if I've been exposed to a nuclear
uranium
material.
Or?
Yeah, it was depleted uranium. Yes. I'd take tests on that. They take tests on traumatic brain injury. They do all these other things. They send you out to talk to, so that you answer questions. And from the time you get in there, being just going in to have just a simple physical, they ask you questions that could, things about post-traumatic stress. Do you sleep okay? Do you do this? Do you do this? It's just like three or four questions they ask, and if you answer them a certain way, then they go on to more questions. So what it is it's a much better way of identifying those injuries, both just physical and perhaps mental, that the VA has. Not only that, but now you have some very, very proactive service organizations, AMVETS, for one, VFW for others, that actually go out there and help and assist, American Legion. And what's happened is a lot of these guys are Vietnam vets who, when they came back, were ignored, pushed aside, and they realized what had happened. They're still fighting to get things rectified from Vietnam. So they are making sure our young people that are coming back from these interminably long wars are being seen. So when you see an article like that, there's more benefit. Well, you know what it is? It's like saying, I don't remember there being child molesters, so many child molesters back when I was a child. Well, maybe there weren't, but maybe there were, and just nobody said anything. Nobody reported it. Maybe it was called something else. How about attention deficit disorder? If you're in your 40s or 50s, when did you ever see that in school? Maybe it's because they have new ways of finding out and testing.
Well, even perceptions on things like climate. The perception is everything.
Yeah. So we got to take a break.
When we come back, I want to find out, what you think, Carl, when, the Gallup poll recently is Romney's leading Obama, not 58% to 34% among veterans. Why do you think that is? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Oh, I'm ready for that one.
From the Fox Business Network, no market activity today as traders take the holiday off. Blackstone is leaving the light on at Motel 6. The private equity group buying the troubled budget hotel business from Accor for $1.9 billion. The French hotel group will use part of the proceeds to reduce its debt and focus on growth outside the U.S. Blackstone saying it plans to invest significant capital in Motel 6 properties and accelerate the expansion of the franchise base. Apple remains the world's most valuable brand for the second year in a row. That, according to the annual Brand Z study put out by market research firm Millward Brown, IBM, Google, McDonald's, and Microsoft round out the top five. And there's a new trend among workplaces, unlimited time off. Companies are adopting what they call results-only work environments, where employees are not measured on the time they put in, but on the product they turn out. While only 2% of employers have adopted the policy, they include prominent companies such as Best Buy, Gap, and Netflix. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This Memorial Day, honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable. Only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, Memorial Day, May the 28th, 7:35 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We missed them. You know what? I had some great cigars down there on the beach. And all, of course, coming from Tobacco and Brew. And Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. Any type of coffee you can possibly imagine. They have great sales. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew. You know, our friends Joe and Shelley do so much for this community.
that is never, you know, you never hear about. But they do, they, you know, and I'm not just talking about the amount of taxes or things, you know. They provide spaces for people. They give birthday parties. They help people. They help people in this community. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley of Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Did you say something? You said something was that the military is voting overwhelmingly in support of Romney over Obama. You know, may I say this about that? Is I'm thinking that it maybe it's not just Romney. Maybe it's they're just voting against Obama. That I think that they've had enough. They've had enough. And then they see all these cuts he's making, people being forced out of the military. It's one thing to have people leave and during for retirements and all that, and others that have 15, 16 years in being forced out while they're on a combat tour. They get a letter that says, you're out.
Among non-veterans, according to this report, Obama leads Romney by 4 points. Obama and Romney are tied overall at 46% apiece among all registered voters in this sample. Gallup reports, men give Romney an 8-point edge while women opt for Obama over Romney by 7 points.
That's because he's, you know, he's veterans, in touch with his feminine side there.
Well, the veterans are giving the veterans are behind Romney, according to this poll.
I think they believe that Obama has handled the wars, you know, terribly. He's lost a war that we won in a sense in Iraq by getting all of our people kicked out of there, and then we're in Afghanistan where he said he was going to pull people out, and instead he put 35,000 more in, and then he has now said, okay, I'm going to start pulling them out, but what's the criteria again? You know, the whole thing. You know, and Obama's war in the military starts back in his first day when he was in office, when he was inaugurated, when he refused to go to the small but very, very significant military ball held by the Medal of Honor recipients. There was only 90 of them there. And Obama was the first president not to attend. I mean, this tells you where he, you know, where the military is with him. The other thing is when he wanted the veterans, he said this in front of numerous veterans organizations in the Oval Office, said, why don't the veterans pay for their injuries suffered in combat with their own private insurance? And he had no idea that this was going to be met with derision and disbelief. But he said it.
Anyway, this is a really good article in USA Today, and it just talks about Gallup's bottom line in a political race for veterans. Goes on to say that veterans in the U.S. today are mostly male, and two-thirds are aged over 50 or older, in a population that is currently evenly split in its preferences for Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. For president, veterans stand out for their 24-point preference for Romney. About a fourth of men are veterans, and it is their strong skew toward Romney that essentially creates the GOP candidate's leading position among men today. Among non-veteran men, Obama and Romney are essentially tied. Well, it goes on and on. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's going to go on and on. We've got a lot of this to go. As you can tell also, too, is from the, the gloves are off when it comes to some of the political ads. We were just talking about them. You know, we have some new ones that started while we were gone.
And you want to talk about the price of gas?
We can do that. Price of gas.
On this trip, all the way from here. Oh, we never went outside of California, but from here to Southern California.
The cheapest we found was $4.17.
$4.17
a gallon.
The rest
of it, even on base, it was $4.23 a gallon in Oceanside. And then it was higher as we went down. Now, we didn't go out and eat a lot, but we did get the car washed one time. And the car washing prices were somewhat cheaper. But everything else seemed to be about the same. Which is what I don't understand is why are the prices in Redding comparable to the stuff you find in San Diego or in Southern California like that, when our wages are so much lower? And there is, you know, I mean, but why is that? Why is the price of gasoline, because gasoline is just a, you know, that's just a present from the Democratic administration here because of the taxes and Obama, who keeps saying that it's not his fault that it comes under the Bush administration. He's drilling more than ever.
You know, one of the things that I realized, too, and, you know, weigh on this, too, for our listeners as well as, you know, I know that we've got listeners who have got extended family elsewhere, not in Reading. You know, we drive to go see them. Perhaps it's Idaho. Perhaps it's L.A. Perhaps it's the Bay Area, whatever. And how we come back and we realize that as we speak with our and talk with our relatives and our good friends is that, you know, it's such a big, big box world out there that I don't think it's only the small towns like us where we think you better shop local, you better stay local, you better buy your camera local, you better buy your light bulbs and your stuff local, because when you get to, you don't even think on those levels. In the big cities,
yeah, because it's the people you talk to. Again, it's that mentality is what they can get online, or they we're going to go to the big box stores and do that.
Do you think that they actually think this is my community, like this is my little community, even though communities bleed into other communities? So it's like one big, oh, I live in Southern California, or oh, I live in Northern California. Do you think they think, ooh, I live in Huntington Beach, so I better shop at a local store here? Because
I don't think they have the pride in their community because they're detached from their communities.
Yeah.
This, you know, and that's a really a good point. I don't think there's a real attachment. They have attachments to things, but that is not, it's not community. We got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:42 in the morning. We're back after a week, and we missed it. It's been
and you
and we missed the North State, but we missed our listeners, and we missed Bad Bob, and Bad Bob got a haircut, so that's always good. We'll be right back.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Reading. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-A-Thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-A-Thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together.
Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. May 28th, Memorial Day, and this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. You know, been in business since 1985. You need something sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, shapers, cutters, gardening equipment, you name it, they've got it, and they will build you a bandsaw blade while you wait, made to order. What can I say about R&B Sharpening? Great people going down there and getting a number of knives sharpened this week. Go down and see them. They're at on 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson. Or give them a call, 530-365-1479. You know, it's going to be beautiful weather this whole week, I should say. I mean, on today, and I think, you know, what, it's nice and cool today. It's a perfect day to go out and observe our Memorial Day
ceremonies. If you felt like really kind of to, you know, go out and be, you know, do your patriotic moment. And first thing I did this morning when I woke up is I put out the flag. I was half asleep, still trying to get in the groove, but put out the flag. And thought about that. You know, there's something about doing that action that is a great way to start your day. If not, then thank a veteran. Get to one of these, you know, one of the locations. They're all day long today. 10 o'clock is the Longcrest Memorial, Pine Grove Cemetery. 11 o'clock is the Anderson Cemetery. 11 is Fall River Mill Cemetery. Noon is the Redding Cemetery. Noon is the Burning Cemetery. And, of course, 555 today, Northern California, a Veteran Cemetery in Igo. The weather, again, is beautiful. Sunny today with temperatures going to be around 77. So it's one of those great days, mostly clear tonight. Beautiful moon in the sky, 55. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. Looking forward to going out to Ensamo's this weekend. They're going to have music. Chris Lauer will be playing out there, Garrett Viggers. And we've missed being out there and enjoying the 055 burger and some of the great stuff. You know, the music events always sell out. And Thursday night, you know, if you're like, oh, my God, I'm so busy Friday and Saturday, Thursday night's pizza night. Still are making that. That is a fabulous thing to do. Go out. Get out on the deck, check out, you know, just, it hangs out over the beautiful lands.
That's one of those, fired
pizza. Fired up pizza ovens, and yeah, it's fired, delicious. Yeah. Great night to go.
Okay, so what else is going on is in the news, we've got, besides just the number of veterans that are coming home, and again, today at 3 p.m., a resident of Reading, Petty Officer First Class Ryan Wilson, who died from medical reasons, not from combat injuries, but from medical reasons, is arriving back today at 3 p.m. at the Reading Jet Center. I believe it's the Reading Jet Center. Ryan enlisted in the Navy in 2004, sailor of the quarter. He survived by a wife and a 2.5-year-old daughter. And then all the different events that are going on today for Memorial Day. Now this week, what we've got is today Mike DeQuisto is going to be on the show, and Mike, of course, is running for Congress, and he's got a very fresh approach at looking at things. He's not taking money from anybody, and believes that you've got to look at solving problems a new way. He's going to be on. Brian Daly's going to be on this week. LaMoffa, Cheryl Clifford, Patrick Jones, Rick Bassetti. Any number of people are all going to be on this week. And starting next week on the 4th, the last day before the election, no candidates.
We're just going to sit around with some friends and talk about what's going on for the next day's election. And then, of course, June 5th is the big election day. It's going to be a lot. It's interesting to watch. This Measure A and B has been hard fought from both sides. And, you know, both sides sincere. And it you know, now there's certain, you know, terms being thrown at each other. But essentially it's, I've seen them after they've been in here in the studio where they sit down and they talk to each other and they're disagreeing, but it's not any type of nasty disagreement. There's civil discourse, which that's all you can ask for. Got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, your home away from home. Miss a day, miss a lot, Carl and DeBott.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Proud Motors Memorial Day Salathon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Proud Motors Memorial Day Salathon at the Redding Convention Center through Monday.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. You know, I love coming back. We've got Mike DeQuisto. He's sitting out there. He's, you know, flame coming.
Well, you know, the next trip, you know, yes, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of flame coming out your nostrils, that's one of the things that we love to do. We ride our Harley. And, you know, happy to have, Harley as a sponsor. In fact, you know, you'll be seeing us riding here shortly. You know, of course, the Patriot Guard riders will be out today. They're going to be doing an honor, actually this after Wednesday with the bench. That they're going to, you know, be
Dedicating for Chad Riglin, who died. Who we had his services last year. But Reading Harley Davidson was established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, who are still here today, still doing a day-to-day involvement with this. They've got it all at Reading Harley Davidson. What can I say? I ride a Harley. My friends ride Harleys. I have other friends that don't ride Harleys, but I know that really down deep, the you know, they want to. They want to ride a Harley. Down deep. Okay, there may be a couple that say, no, I don't want to ride a Harley. But really, down deep, they want a Harley. Anyway, you can go in there. You can buy a new bike. You can sell your bike. You can trade it in. It's got everything you can imagine. And the people there are trained to take care of you and all your needs. Mechanical, clothing, accessories, you name it. They've got it. Financing is available. Call them at 241-7117 or go visit them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Absolutely.
Reading Harley-Davidson.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about courtesy on the road.
Okay. Oh.
Did we almost have road rage a few times?
In fact, I think you had road rage.
We drove to Linda to San Diego.
Linda doesn't let me drive.
Drive. I really, really like to. I've always liked to drive. I don't mind driving, 10-hour days, 9-hour days. I enjoy driving. What really ticks me off, are you one of these people? Okay, so you've got picture five. Highway 5, freeway. You are on the left hand in the fast lane, but yet you see that there's open space in the right lane. So you pass the people in the left lane to the right lane, and all of a sudden you know that you realize you might go up 5 cars, but you're behind a truck. And then you scoot in. And you scoot in at the last minute. So what we experienced was cat and mouse. It was cat and mouse. It was so irritating for me that, yes, I did get close to the person in front of me. Like, you are not going to get in. You are not going to get in. I mean, after a while, you are not going to get in because what gives you the right?
I held a loaded pistol in my lap. I figured we're going to have to fight our way. From Harris Ranch north, I thought I was going to have to fight my way out. A couple of times. I mean, bumper to bumper, children in the front of us with scared looks on their faces. I swear to God, Bad Bob.
How about a man who makes his living behind the wheel on the line right now?
Okay.
Our taxi cab philosopher.
Oh, hey, Jay. What are you thinking? Jay, we got a couple of minutes here.
Hey, you are totally speaking my language right now. I love it when you got the big rigs who pass the guy who's going 55, the other big rig. And then they pass them going to whopping speed of 58 miles an hour and block the lane for like 10 minutes.
Yes!
Or how about those geniuses of smart who hit the blinker and then give you like a 3-second notice and go? Or how about the lights that never turn when nobody's around? This is my world you're talking about.
Well, the other thing too is that, it's not even a 3-second. You see him coming up, Linda's going, red car coming up on the right, red car coming up on the right. There's just no way to put another seatbelt on because I know what's going to happen next. Is as the red car comes up, I see her looking out of the peripheral vision out of her, she doesn't even look at him, but she catches him out of that peripheral vision. And we got that, that Jeep's got a Hemi in it. And
he was speeding up.
And he pushes up. There was a van in front of us, but kids were like, oh, they're going to
I should have been respectful. They were an older couple driving a red Volvo. But at that point, he was coming up next to me, and I thought, what you think you're going to do is you think you're going to cut in front of me.
Last time I was involved with something like that, it was in Baghdad, and I was doing personal security, and I was in and out of the car with a weapon. We needed you as a driver.
I thought I needed to take a chill pill.
Carl, we need to give you a gun in Baghdad.
Yeah. You expected it there.
But anyway,
have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much.
Have a happy Memorial Day. Have a good Memorial Day.
If you ever
Welcome back. It's wonderful to have you back.
Thank you.
If you ever need a taxi, he's the guy. I mean,
Yellow cab.
Jay's the guy. If you called him and needed him a one, he will be there for you.
Okay. Got to take a break. When we come back, Mike DeQuisto is here, and he's fiery. We're going to take a break from the news. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Radio. I'm Lisa Brady. The President and First Lady just arriving at Arlington National Cemetery, where a ceremony is now underway.
Honor! Go! Upstage!
On this day to honor the nation's fallen, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live in D.C.
It is a day for remembering the American lives lost in defense of freedom, and this the president does shortly with the traditional laying of a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington. But it's also a day to remember one war in particular, the Vietnam War, begun 50 years ago. The president will attend a special commemoration at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. The controversy over the war obscured the sacrifices of American soldiers in that conflict, but in recent years Americans have come to respect and honor that valor anew. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. Severe weather cutting short one annual concert in D.C. last night, while the southeast is in the midst of Tropical Storm Beryl, just downgraded to a tropical depression. Fox meteorologist Maria Molina.
Beryl will produce heavy rain from North Florida to southern South Carolina. 4 to 8 inches will be possible, locally up to a foot of rain.
That means possible flash flooding, especially in areas of Florida and Georgia still in a drought. Election results in Egypt, but that is not the end of the historic vote. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
It's official, Lisa. With no clear winner in last week's presidential vote, there'll be a runoff in June. The candidates presenting two very different paths for the future of Egypt. Egyptians can either pick a leader from the former Mubarak regime, Ahmed Shafiq, or give more power to the Muslim Brotherhood, who already lead parliament, and pick their candidate, Mohamed Morsi. Just under half of registered voters made it to the ballot boxes. Some of the protesters that forced out their leader last year are unhappy with the choices. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. So Egypt will be planning a runoff vote for June. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Now's the time to hit the open road. And there's nothing like experiencing the road on a Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Two wheels in the front, one in the back, zero boundaries. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. You can even take a test drive without a motorcycle license. So hurry up. Certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. The Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It's riding reinvented.
Is the economy booming? Why is the stock market up? Hey, it's an election year. Anything goes. No matter who wins, stocks look overbought. Move into silver. Use your retirement account. Do it right. Why pay setup and storage fees? Special offer, free setup and storage fees. Learn how. Call Goldworth. Request your guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Visit goldworth.com.
A suspected bomb ripping through a building full of small shops in downtown Nairobi. Kenya's prime minister calling it a heinous act. More than 2 dozen people injured. Al-Shabaab, an Islamist militant group from Somalia, has threatened such attacks. No claim of responsibility. Firefighters in New Mexico battling a wildfire in the Gila National Forest that's charred nearly 200 square miles. Crews clearing vegetation from towns in its path.
So that when and if the main body of the fire approaches, it runs out of fuel to burn.
State Fire spokesman Dan Ware, lighter winds helping for now. Wildfire battles also ongoing in several other western states. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula Forest, more than 5 dozen buildings destroyed and over 30 square miles burned. That fire now nearly half contained. It's blockbuster season at the box office. And these things are not like the others.
In possibly the biggest head-scratcher, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
History remembers the battle, but forgets the blood.
When Honest Abe, played by Benjamin Walker, discovers vampires are planning to take over, he makes it his mission to eliminate them.
However history remembers me, it shall only remember a fraction of the truth.
But it only sounds ridiculous if you haven't read the best-selling novel the film is based on. Another odd offering, Ted. About a teddy bear who comes to life, but he's anything but warm and cuddly.
Hey, you're home early.
Who are these girls?
The comedy is directed by Seth MacFarlane, and he also stars in the film along with Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis.
Fox Radio's Sabrina Sabah. Something more familiar taking the top spot this weekend.
I promise you the secrets of the universe, nothing more.
Well, what other secrets are there?
Men in Black 3 with a $55 million debut so far. The Avengers slipping to number 2, but now the fourth film ever to top $500 million. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you're having a little problem with the streaming, we had to switch servers. And clearly the new servers that they promised us are not working quite as well. So we're in the process of fixing that or going to another server. So if you're getting intermittent on the internet, that's what's going on. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's May 28th, Memorial Day, and we're going to be talking about that in a couple of seconds, some of the places you can go to. But first, we're going to go into the weather.
Yes, we are. Today, it's a fabulous day with temperatures around 77. Sunny is what we're heading towards, mostly clear skies tonight. Temperatures around 55. Tuesday looks like tomorrow's going to be sunny with our temperatures around 86. These are the predictions of this week. We go into Wednesday at 93 and Thursday at 99 and Friday at 97. Oh, it's time to plant. Get out there and plant early. And, of course, make sure your sprinklers are working. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
There you go. Now, today, of course, being Memorial Day, the observances today, 10 a.m., Long Crest, there on Cypress Avenue. It starts at 10 a.m. Also at 10 a.m. is the Pine Grove Cemetery in MacArthur. And Anderson at 11 a.m., Anderson Cemetery at 2500 Cemetery Lane in Anderson. Linda and I will both be there. They've asked me to speak, and I'm very, very honored to do that. And Linda will be singing the national anthem. And we'll have Wreath Lane Patriotic Music Honor Salute. Fall River Mills Cemetery today at 11 a.m. At noon, the Reading Cemetery on Continental Street. At noon, the Burney Cemetery. And at 5:55 this evening at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, it's going to be a big, big ceremony there with reenactors from the Civil War, the reading of the Gettysburg Address, placement of 1,300 carnations on grave sites. There is going to be a bus that will transport people to the cemetery ceremony on a donation basis. The bus is wheelchair capable. It will also return the passengers leaving at 4:30 from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center on Meadowview Drive, and it will come back. It's just a lot of things happening.
Now, we do have somebody on the line, and we also have our next hour will be dedicated to talking to Michael DeCristo about, wow, I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, he's been... Well, we'll talk about that in the next hour. So much that he's got going on. Of course, he's running for Congress, but it seems like the Record Searchlight has endorsed him. That is huge. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm wonderful. I will try to make this quick because I know that you have a lot to do. Welcome back, by the way. We missed you.
Well, we missed you all too.
You sounded great yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was an interesting fellow you had on talking about about what they're facing in England. And,
yeah, he's actually an American citizen. He goes by an alias, and he works underground in London helping to combat political Islam. And he works with the English Defense League, and we had an incredible connection. I mean, it sounded like
I thought he was in the studio.
He's calling from London. Yeah, and he was on our show almost exactly a year ago.
Okay, well, that's what I thought. I thought he'd come on before. You know, the only thing I can hope for is when he says is that moderate Muslims will get more radicalized as time goes on. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that in the United States that moderate Muslims would become even more moderate as time goes on.
Yeah, you know, time will tell.
So will you have speakers tonight?
Well, actually, we're going to have a little different spin on Memorial Day as we do every year at the Reading Tea Party, 2570 South Bonneville Road. We will start off around 5 o'clock by having a rally in front of the church right on South Bonneville Road. Our folks will be holding their flags and honoring our veterans, and then we will be having a barbecue, and we usually have about 150 people turn out, and I really encourage folks to stop by. And then we will be showing a movie in the the inside the church, called The Conscientious Objector, and it's a World War II movie. Incredible story. So it's going to be a really good time.
Well, it sounds
really
like it.
I encourage people to come out after they've attended all the other ceremonies.
Yeah, and what time does it start?
About 5 o'clock before the rally on South Bonneview Road, and then the barbecue will probably start around 6 o'clock, the movie 7 to 7:30.
Okay. All right. We watched Taking Chance last night, or part of it. We can only watch so much.
Well, I bawled through it. Linda was crying through the whole thing,
so I changed it over to
I don't know how it could affect you more the second time, but I just was like...
It was. It's a, you know, I guess maybe because it's a true story.
Yeah. And you can, you know, that'll always get you into a true story.
Anyway. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you for all
people.
You do, and have a great week.
Well,
thank you so much, Elizabeth. We appreciate you. Hey, when we come back, we want to talk, we would like to take your calls. We're going to talk to Michael DeCisto. I want to give you a little bit of the history of this man. Some biography, so you know who this man is who's decided to throw his hat in the ring. I think that's really important that we give you a picture of who he is and what he's been doing with his life up to now running for Congress. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalk building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
It's a big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeCisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeCisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 8:15 in the morning. May the 28th, it's Memorial Day. Remember, today, so many things going on. We'll talk about it before we leave. but also today at 3 p.m., a moment of silence in memory of our fallen heroes, and they are heroes. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Our guest is Mike DeQuisto, and Mike is running for Congress. And, Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let me just say, first of all, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Welcome!
Well, this is our, you know what, we're doing 5 days, and we'd like to have gotten, one other person we asked to come on this morning, just, something happened, we were gone all last week, so they didn't show up this morning. But you're here, but we're trying to do two a day until Friday.
And then, I'm happy to be here. And let me just say, on Veterans Day, I want to personally thank all the veterans and all the sacrifice and the services they've given in this country. It's beyond measure, and we shouldn't forget them ever.
Well, it says in your biography that you were raised in a military family.
I was. My father was they actually paid for him to go to medical school, and he spent 20 years in the Army as a doctor, and he loved it, thought it was wonderful. He passed away a few years ago and was buried in Arlington. We traveled all around the country, and it was a great life.
Wow.
So why did you have you ever been involved in politics before, Mike?
I have not.
So why this time? I mean, this wasn't like county supervisor or, I mean, everybody says, oh, you become, you become city council, and then you do county supervisor, and then you go on up that way, and then, work your way up.
I don't believe in that. I think that any person who has the qualifications can apply and should apply to any office. What happens is when you start at the bottom and work your way up, you have a tendency to become immune, and you don't listen to the citizens. You forget what you're really supposed to be there doing. You can also develop an attitude of entitlement, like I'm endorsed by a person who's in office, so that means I automatically should advance to that office. And I don't believe in that. I think career politicians have created almost all the problems we have today, and we need people who are not career politicians to come in and try to fix them.
Well, I think it's a perfect time now, as we have Michael DeQuisto on with us this next hour, for our callers to be calling in. 605-4567 is the hotline. If there's been something and you've seen Michael speak before, or you wanted to ask him a question, now's the time to use this forum. I would like to add that in 1994, you moved here looking for a healthy environment, according to your bio. You practiced law in 1997. You continue to practice law. You were appointed as a bankruptcy trustee in the Eastern District of California. You have been practicing that, administered thousands of cases. So you're saying that you know firsthand what causes bankruptcy, how to avoid bankruptcy, and the consequences a bankruptcy filing. So someone in your, are you saying that helps you to be very qualified with a state and a area where we are absolutely seem to be seething at the seams as far as going bankrupt?
I'm the only candidate with those qualifications, and absolutely it's true. The country is bankrupt, and we need to do things about it. If we don't fix our financial problems, we will become Greece times 10, Greece times 20, Greece times 30. And the people won't like it, the government won't like it, and it'll be a gigantic mess.
Well, when you're talking about that, and Linda brought up a real good point, is that bankruptcy. Now, people have said that California should really declare bankruptcy and start all over again. But you've gone beyond that. You're back at the national level. When we talk about the trouble we're in, there. This has been going, we've gotten ourselves in this over, people blame it on Bush, and that's wrong because it's been going on for decades. We start talking about entitlements. What do you think that entitlements need to be really looked at first and before you can do anything else?
The answer to that question is the whole package needs to be looked at. Entitlements are the biggest driver for the debt. If you take the money that came in last year to the government and you close the whole federal government and all of its programs, we took in enough money to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on the debt. And that's it. We had to borrow every other dollar for every other federal program we have. That's the scope of the problem and the scope of what we have right now. So it's a gigantic problem. Entitlement programs need to be reformed. because what will happen is we'll run out of money and we won't be able to keep the promises that we've made. Reformed is a polite word for changed, and it really means paid less.
We're going to take a break. One of the things you mentioned was Greece. And Greece, France, Spain, all of those, but especially France, has just elected a new social. I mean, of course, they're all socialists. It's just which level of socialist we're talking about. So you have conservative socialists, and you have liberal socialists. Well, the French just voted in a liberal socialist who said, oh, no, no, we don't need austerity. We need shorter work weeks. And he got elected. So, I mean, is this something that we need to really, I mean, we got to take a break, so I'm just kind of a statement now, but I think this is something we all need to take a look at, that over half of the people in the United States right now
don't pay income tax.
Well, they don't pay income tax, but it's over half the people also receive something from the government. We need to talk about that. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They're having a huge sale. Bad Bob, they're down where? Where are they at? The convention center?
Yeah, that's where they've moved the entire. If you go down Cypress, all the cars are gone. They're at the convention center.
At the convention center because they're having a huge sale down there. And if you're looking for that Dodge that Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram, especially those Ram trucks, that's the place to go. They also have used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Not only will they give you a great deal because they're your neighbors, they're here in town, then they maintain these vehicles to perfection. Give them a call or stop by 55-5 Cypress Avenue, but now almost they're almost all down at the convention centers with a huge sale. Or give them a call, 223-2177. That's our own Crown Motors of Reading. Our guest, Mike DeQuisto, who is running for Congress, and he's done a number of things. I know one of the things we were talking about, besides Rotarian and head of the Shasta...
Friends of the Library.
Friends of the Library and all that.
President of the Consumer Credit Counselors of Reading. And
that was a while ago.
I also liked how you volunteered your time teaching adults to read and work towards completing their GED.
I did. That was one of the most satisfying things that I've done, and I did it just to do it. It was the right thing to do, not to volunteer it or promote myself for it. You do it because it's a way to contribute to the community in a very positive way.
Very rewarding, I'm sure.
When we go back to when we talk, so many people are receiving something from the government. How do you get them off that? And we're watching what happens in France. We watch what happens in Greece. Riots and all this. Oh, wait a minute, you can't. Austerity? No, no. Is it too late?
I don't think it's too late. If I thought it was too late, I wouldn't be running. But we're very close to the tipping point if we're not already there. And it becomes an attitude problem and a teaching problem. When you grow up and all you see are your parents or your neighbors or your friends collecting money, and that's the primary source of their income, and it comes from the government, it's hard to change that view of the world. But it needs to be changed because that money has to come from somewhere. Everybody has to contribute.
Yeah, it works until the money runs out.
And then you have Greece or some other problems.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. You have a question.
Yes, good morning. I have a question for Mike. I guess it's a question.
Good morning.
There's been some debate over Obama's birth certificate and the fact that the records are sealed. Not only the birth certificate, but all other records that pertain to him. If you get elected to Congress, and I hope you do because I like what you say, I would certainly hope that you would introduce a bill that would force all public records to be public. Would you do that?
I guess the answer to your question is a two-part answer. Public records should be public. You can request them under Freedom of Information Act, and I wouldn't have no problem making sure those laws are always enforced. On the birth certificate issue, I don't have any personal knowledge one way or the other. I'm sure when President Obama ran, he took an oath and said it was true, and he stated under oath that he was born in Hawaii. I do know from my legal experience that for about $40, you can get a certified copy of a birth certificate from any state that has it and produce that, and that pretty much will solve the problem if anybody claims it doesn't really exist.
Well, I understand that that's been tried and those records are sealed.
I don't have any personal knowledge of that. I see what I read in the paper. Also,
the last birth certificate he produced has been proved to be a forgery, I understand.
You know, Henry, I don't know. And we've got a couple minutes left. I know that Sheriff Joe is sending his people out. I know people are spending a whole lot of time on the birthing issue. And I think that it's something to look at, but to me, the Clintons would have found something out by that four or five years ago and would have hammered him with it. But here's what if we're going to spend our time and money, let's spend our time and money looking at his record, the Obama record. And his as abysmal failure on the economy,
the fact that
gas is up to $4 plus everywhere. I mean, this is just another thing about him that just reeks.
Well, and another thing too that you might remind Mike of there while you're speaking to him is the fact that you got to remember when Obama took that oath and swore the truth, he's a politician. You know when a politician is lying, don't you? When his lips are moving.
Thank you, Henry. we got to run. We got to run. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. All right. Yeah. Did you know that?
I'm not a politician yet because I haven't been elected.
There you go. We got like about 30 seconds left, about a minute left.
I got endorsed by the Record Searchlight.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Was that a surprise?
It was a huge surprise. And let me just tell the listeners the process that they go through. They invite every candidate for all the offices to come in, and they have about a 30-minute interview with three people, with Silas Lyons and Bruce Ross and Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they come to their conclusions. I was very surprised that they did it and very happy.
Very happy, huh? Well, I can work for you.
It gave me a lot of publicity and name recognition, and you know whether you agree with their endorsement or not doesn't matter, but I was very happy with it.
Well, you should be. Anytime that you're endorsed by a newspaper, especially one of them, you know, it's a regional newspaper practically. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Our guest, Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. Memorial Day in Afghanistan.
While our brothers and sisters fell in a place far from home, far from their families, the values for which they stood and for which they lived and for which they died occupy an enduring place in our hearts.
General John Allen in Kabul, President Obama laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns. Turkey levying criminal charges against members of Israel's military.
The Turkish court has formally pressed charges against Israel's former military chief and the former heads of its Navy, Air Force and military intelligence. The court is seeking life sentences for the men in charge during the 2010 killing of nine Turks on an aid ship trying to break Israel's blockade of Gaza.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
It's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center through Monday.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:35 in the morning, we're back. It's May the 28th. It's Memorial Day, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's my guys down there, DC and Tim, and the man in black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. Bad Bob looks like they really did a good job on you this time.
DC did an awesome job.
You know, he does. Yeah. They all do. And Tim, I mean, the whole group. Okay. What do we have here? We've got our guest. How about our guest here is Mike DeQuisto, who's running for Congress. And people have asked also about Memorial Day. Again, the ceremony is 10 a.m. at Longcrest Memorial Park. It's on Cypress. 10 a.m. at Pine Grove Cemetery up in MacArthur. 11 a.m. Anderson Cemetery at 2500 Cemetery Lane in Anderson. I'll be there speaking. I was honored to ask to speak. Linda will be singing the national anthem, wreath laying, flag raising, memorial board display, Reading Cemetery at noon with Mayor Dick Dickerson and retired Navy Senior Chief. Well, he's not retired. He's Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Rob Burrows. And at 5:55, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. There's going to be a lot of things going on up there today at 5:55. That's Memorial Day observations. Mike DeQuisto is our guest, running for Congress. You know what, Mike? There's so many facets to this election campaign. Now, you're talking about trying to reform things that are going on in Congress, saying you need, you know, coming in with a fresh view. I'm not a career politician.
That's so absolutely true.
And how are you funding your campaign?
I'm self-funding my campaign. I'm using money that I've earned. I'm spending it locally here in the district. I believe that if someone contributes to your campaign and you take it, that person is trying to buy a vote, plain and simple. People may think it's naive. I think it's the right way to be. If someone wants to offer $1 million to a candidate, I believe the person should be allowed to offer $1 million. The problem comes when the candidate says, I'll take it. That's where the rubber hits the road, as I say.
Well, let me ask you a question about this. I talk to you. I see what you're saying. I agree with 75%. You're covering 75 to 80%.
That's all?
Of what I believe. I'm just saying if I did.
Yeah.
And so then I said, well, you know what? Let me donate $5,000 to your campaign, because here's a person that thinks the way I do. I don't, you know, in my own mind, I don't expect him or her to vote for me, you know, vote what I want every time. But there's enough there that I want to support this person, knowing that other candidates are being supported. Is there anything wrong? Why is that wrong?
There's nothing wrong with you offering. The problem is when someone offers, how is the candidate to know that it's a true offer of help without expecting anything in return, or it's an offer to get access and I want to get something back? So what I tell people when they want to offer that, I said, I need votes. You want to go out and stump for votes? You want to go knock on doors? You want to go do things that are not in-kind contributions but that show your faith in my campaign? That's what I need. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Taxes. What do you think about our United States taxation method?
The current tax system that we have, the income tax, is it works, but it's a disincentive to some people to continue working, because when you reach the top level, you don't want to keep paying any more taxes. And it's certainly a disincentive when they raise the top tax rate. My view, in the best of all worlds, would be to have a flat national sales tax on everything except food, medicine, and medical services. And that way, payment of the tax would be in control of the taxpayer. If you choose to buy a good, you'll pay the tax. If you choose not to buy the good, you'll save. The difference is you won't be paying any income tax, so you'll have more money. But you can only put the flat national sales tax in if you get rid of the income tax. I am not in favor of it in addition to the current system.
That becomes then a VAT, a value-added tax.
Yes.
Instead
yes.
of a flat tax. So if you do away with the income tax, then you do away with any deductions like for homes.
Absolutely.
So then that money that you spend that you've been able to save, you're saying you'd get back because you're not going, because it's going to be, you're going to be paying less?
This is what will happen. You'll work 40 hours at $10 an hour, and you'll get a check for $400 instead of a check for $362.85.
So there'll be no Social Security taken out, no workers' comp, nothing.
I wouldn't take any of that out. And the reason is the government doesn't keep Social Security and Medicare in a trust fund. It has created interdepartmental borrowing where it takes that money, uses it for general obligations, and essentially issues an IOU to itself. That's cheating the people. So if you're not going to keep it separate, why take it out to begin with? It's currently paid from the general fund. Keep paying it from the general fund. At least that way you're honest with the citizens.
Okay, so if you've got a national flat tax, but then you still have state income taxes.
There are 9 states that run without state income taxes. But this is correct. This would just be on the federal level. It wouldn't change anything for any of the states.
So no Social Security, no Medicare, nothing. It's just a flat tax and that people pay on the goods. Now, who sets that limit? Like, let's say the tax on gas is going to be this much from the government. It's going to be 10 cents a gallon.
The government would set the limit. It actually, if you look over the last 50 years, a tax of about 18% would keep the government revenue level at the same level it's been for the last 50 years. If you look at how much tax the government takes in each year and you overlay the income tax, when you have high income tax or low income tax, it doesn't change the total revenue worth a darn. So why not get rid of it? It's an inefficient way to collect money. You'll actually get more money because the people in the underground economy who now buy something and don't pay income tax will pay into the system. I believe the tax revenue would go up under this system, not down.
Well, we've got to take a break here, but having traveled a lot in Europe, and we've found because of the tax rate over there, 65% or higher, plus VAT, that many of them don't, you know, they only declare like a third of their income, and they take the rest in cash. So the country, you know, suffers. But we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Mike DeQuisto. Mike's got some new ideas. I mean, this flat tax is not new to you. I mean, this is I think there's been several others that have come out with idea.
They're
on
not.
A flat tax. You know, maybe it's time has come. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we get back. Plus, Second Amendment, and then some things that are going on around here just to see what he thinks about what's going on here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and glad-handers in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins. But you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run 3 businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for 4 generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
This Memorial Day, honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yes. What? Get
ready. Duran, Duran.
Curly, 63 degrees. Let's strap on. We're driving.
There you go.
Let's get in. We're getting in the car. So, you guys are weird. Start looking at me like double entendre stuff. Sunny today with temperatures around 77. It's going to be mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 55. God, it's a gorgeous day. And we have, of course, our days with our special events that are happening.
They are. And we'll go over that again before we finish up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in Reading for 35 years. Do just absolutely fabulous work in support of our community. Espresso Joe is the kind of coffee and icy drinks you could, anyone you could possibly want. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and I availed myself of that humidor last week and was, you know what, sitting on the beach, watching the sun go down, smoking a good cigar, drinking a good glass of wine. There you go. And a beautiful woman sitting next to you. Does it get any better than that?
And you're around a bunch of Marines and,
well, that helped
and
too.
The Memorial Day. The whole thing was very, very meaningful.
Okay. Our guest, Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress. He's been endorsed by the Record Searchlight, plus or minus. You know, it's a big plus, really. It got your name out there.
Well, it's a big plus for that. And they interviewed everybody, and they could have not. They could have chosen to not endorse anyone, or they could have chosen any of the other seven candidates. So
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we've got a bunch of questions in here. Okay, Second Amendment.
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment completely.
Concealed carry?
Not a problem.
Okay.
That means yes, I'm in favor of it.
You're in favor of it? Okay. When we talk about the water problems are going up in the north, you know, with the water grab in Siskiyou County. I mean, do you see it coming in from the feds? Because on the way up here, we passed thousands of acres that were just barren. When you're down there, you know, on that drive
on five, on south, and they're saying
the water, you know, this is we're in a drought because of Congress.
No, we're in a drought because of the weather, not because of Congress.
Well, they're saying is that they cut their water portions. They had paid for this much water. They'd paid for it, and it keeps getting cut. And so you could just see where the trees have been, all these avocado trees just cut.
At one time when you would drive to five, down five to L.A., you would have acres and acres of just fertile land. And now we couldn't believe how barren it looked.
Yeah.
If it's cut in favor of an endangered species, which is not an endangered species, I'm in favor of keeping it for the agriculture. It ought to be a state and local issue, not really a federal issue. Unfortunately, the federal government is in charge of a lot of the power supply and the dams up here, so they've got their fingers in the pie, and it needs to be dealt with. But it should, the state and the local should be able to resolve it. The federal government should limit its job to mediating disputes between them, not to imposing its will.
I have a question for you, and it's, I'm sure on many people's lips, they just maybe don't have a minute or a time with you because, you know, we see you in public places like the rodeo, and except for, you know, I think it's really important and our listeners want to know, since you have thrown your hat in the ring and you've entered into the race for Congress, what has been the most astonishing thing personally that you've learned?
The number of people that support what I have to say and have positive comments and feedback when I go out in any setting is absolutely amazing to me. It's beyond what I ever thought it would be, and I want to thank all those people who are supporting me. I thought I had a good message. I didn't realize how strong the message is, which is, do you want incumbents to go back to Washington? We're at a crossroad, or do you want new people? And it's a very stark choice in my mind, and that seems to be what it boils down to.
Obamacare, for, against?
Against, big time.
What do you think about the Supreme Court decision that's going to come down this month, or early next month, I hope?
I suspect they'll overturn it, but I don't know. If they don't overturn it, Congress can defund it. I would actually try to figure out how many regulations have been passed in support of it so far and get rid of those. And to the extent money has been collected so far to pay for it, I'd try to refund it. I think it's a disaster. They're, at this point in time, they have not tried enough private solutions to the problems. Government shouldn't just jump in and take it all over.
We're going to take a break on that. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress. It's a 5 or 6 person race, and you know, Mike is in the, obviously in the top echelons of this.
Taking your calls here at the last minute, 605-4567 hotline here, KCNR 1460.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Through Monday, it's a big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Through Monday.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, we're back. May 28th, Memorial Day. We're back. And we're glad to be back.
And we want to thank all the veterans of all branches of the military who have served our country. Memorial Day is a day to remember. Put your flag out. Thank a veteran.
Absolutely.
Our guest is Michael DeQuisto, running for Congress, candidate for Congress. And let's just talk about veterans a little bit. We've got a million case backload right now in the Veterans Administration. We've got, in front page, 43% of the veterans coming back are being seen for or being treated for illnesses or conditions or injuries, 43%, and for numerous reasons for each one of those people. And yet we there's no money. You know, the VA has backed things up. There's, you know, people have to travel 200 miles to get things done. Do you have any ideas what you would do when you go in there?
Well, you have to get rid of the backlog. It's inexcusable for a veteran to come back and then have to wait 2, 3, 4 years just for somebody to look at his case or her case and say, this is what's wrong and what needs to be treated. And then to provide treatment, there's no reason you should have to drive 200 miles to get your treatment. If you need it, you ought to be able to get it locally, and there should be some form of reimbursement or some provision to do that, and it doesn't have that. It'll take more funding, there's no question, but the situation currently is just terrible.
They'll reimburse if they have money. Isn't that weird? I mean, you can get reimbursed, but a World War II veteran having to travel down to a mayor to be looked at is tragic.
It is tragic.
Immigration.
I'm completely in favor of legal immigration. I am opposed to illegal immigration. You need to seal the border, the southern border, first, to then get your arms around the extent of the problem, the number of people that are here illegally. If you let them stay, you are encouraging illegal behavior, and I don't think that's something we want to go do.
So if you close the border, would you then take people who live here and push them out?
If they're here, if they violated the law, they should be held responsible for the violation. And if the only consequences they need to be sent out, then they should be sent out. Congress can also pass a law that says, if you're in that situation and you're sent out, we'll let you apply and come back in again because you were here for 25 years and you were good and you paid taxes and you did all that. But you need to do it in the two steps. You shouldn't ignore the laws you have now, because it encourages people to keep coming and saying, well, they'll just ignore the laws they have now. I don't have to follow the laws. That's not a good message to send.
No, it's not. Last thoughts here. We've just got a couple minutes left.
You know, this election is an important election. It's the first time in 26 or 28 years that the people in the North State have had an opportunity to have a choice for a congressional representative who is not someone who's been in office. I think that's a good time for people. It's exciting. You can tell by the 8 people in the race that there are a lot of candidates that are serious about coming in this election. I've said that I believe it's a clear choice, and the way you look at it is, who are the old politicians who've been around forever, and who are the new politicians, I guess, or candidates who have not been around forever. And clearly, Senator Lamalfe and Senator Anastat have been in Sacramento for a long time. They have worked hard to represent their interest in this state, but I don't feel or see that their record in Sacramento is sufficient to let them be anointed to move to Washington. I mean, they have presided over a bankrupt state for the last 10 or 12 years, and while they voted no on many budgets and no on raising spending, the real question is, what have they done to solve California's problem, because the state still is bankrupt. So if you judge by the results, it's not very good. And I think I have new ideas, and we need somebody new to come in, and I believe I'm the best person to do that.
Where are you going to be speaking in the next week?
We have an appearance tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Millville Grange, and it's pretty close here, so anybody in town can come on out. I'd be happy to meet and talk to you. I'm actually going out on Thursday, a friend of mine, to Millville School, and he didn't want to take his father for Father's Day. He asked me to come because he thought it was cool that I was running for Congress. So I'm going to be out at Millville School on Thursday morning talking to the kids out there and telling them what it's all about.
Well, our guest has been Michael DeQuisto, and Mike's come up with a lot of new things. And is a new look. He has a new look at how old things should be fixed and be run. We also like to thank a good friend of ours that just came by, Dr. Doug McConnell.
Dougie.
A 101st.
That famous photographer, you know.
Air mobile type of guy that is here. And also, again, quickly, Memorial Day, 10 a.m., Longcrest on Cypress Avenue, 11 a.m., Anderson Ceremony there at the Anderson Cemetery. Linda and I will be there for that. Reading Cemetery at noontime with Mayor Dickerson and Senior Chief Petty Officer Rob Burroughs. And tonight, 5:55, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery out on Gas Point. A lot of things going on today. Tomorrow, we have Leonard Modi and Brian Daly will be on. will be our guest tomorrow, and we'll be talking to them about the election. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You have been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.